instead another week to become stronger in your walk on your journey to holiness. It is your personal holiness through God's holiness. This is week 44 of the journey, and in week 44, I'm going to encourage you to look inwardly at your comments to see what your outward example is. And so this week's anchor of holiness says, train your tongue to speak positive comments. It can be tamed when you harness your emotions and plan your speech. This particular anchor of holiness is going to be very interesting, because what it's now going to have you to do is look inwardly to determine what your outward spiritual demeanor looks like. You know, I think that so many times when we get through this whole process of becoming and believing that God has actually made a difference in our lives, invariably that reflection is in what we present to others. This is probably the first time in the series that I'm now going to ask you to look inwardly so that you can make a point of seeing what you're projecting outwardly. This particular week is going to give you an opportunity to see whether or not there's something that you would like to or need to do to ensure that the inward you reflects an outward manifestation of the Lord. Because sometimes this is what makes us feel so really guilty, as it were, or making us feeling that we're really not at the point of the spiritual level because of something that we've said, the kinds of conversations we hold, or the things that we've said about situations and people, and how we have even verbalized relationships and our feelings. And so this week, as we train your tongue to speak positive comments, I'd like for you to look at a scripture that I found that was very interesting that I believe is going to help. It was found in Colossians chapter 4, verses 5 and 6. You see, here Paul was actually talking to the followers, letting them know that he was really trying to get them to use examples of wise conduct. And that's what I'm going to encourage you to do this week. When you think about what you're saying, a while back we talked about what you were thinking. Well, now I'd like for you to turn the light on the inside and think about what you are saying. What do others hear from you? Is it reflective? What are the choices of the things that you're saying? What are you speaking into existence? Well, I'll give the example of what's called wise conduct. And what I'd like for you to do is to look at this in verse 5 of chapter 4 of Colossians. It says, walk in wisdom toward those that are without, redeeming the time. And then, verse 6 says, let your speech be always with grace, seasoned with salt, that you may know how you ought to answer every man. Well, interestingly, a very big part of your holiness is how you relate to others and how others see you as an example of wise conduct or as an example of a believer. And so here, as we look in this particular anchor of holiness about training your tongue to speak positive comments, I want for you to actually determine whether your speech is gracious, meaning that it's full of grace. Is your speech reflecting wisdom? Well, does your speech even give you away as an example of a believer? And most importantly, does your speech make you a representative of wholeness and holiness? And so what happens here, Paul actually cautioned those that he's writing this letter to, the church of Colossians, and he said, you know, be cautious that you live life wisely, that your relationship with others really is not smeared. This time, I'd like for you to look on the inside, and I want you to train yourself to begin to look at how and what you're saying and to see if that example is reflective of Christ. Because very often, when you're relating with others and relating to others, it's going to be basically based on what you say, the kinds of things that come from your mouth. Well, you know, we believe that we can say one thing and live another. Well, that's not exactly the way the Lord has intended it. He wants us to be an example of the believer. So this week, I'd like for you to turn the light on the inside and to take a moment to think about and pay attention to what comes out of your mouth. Are you mostly positive or are you mostly negative? What do others hear about you? Well, I'm going to give you some tips on how you can begin to think about this. Now, when you get through your daily activity, I'd like for you to begin to think about your behavior. Conversation and speech is a very big part of your behavior. And so what happens is, I'd like for you to begin to see if perchance something that you're doing by way of what you're saying brings about a hindrance to others. This might be a very difficult task, particularly if you tend not to have done any self-evaluation or a critical self-evaluation where you're looking inside to see, wow, is there something that I've done wrong? Here, as Paul even suggests, that we've got to begin to let our speech always, not sometimes, but always, be seasoned with grace. First step here is to make a point of eliminating negative comments that are spoken about others and that are spoken to others. When you do this, it's going to give you an opportunity to use graciousness. It's going to use you as an example of how to live wisely. The next thing I'd like for you to do is to ensure that you're only commenting on those things that are absolutely necessary. You know, it was so funny, a while back I heard a comment that said, if I wanted you to have an opinion, I'd give you one. And then sometimes it's the way we reflect in life. We go about just randomly verbalizing our thoughts and opinions on things that other people really have not asked you about or for. And actually what happens, this becomes a communication habit where we've gotten to the point that we become so talkative that we're talking on situations that we've not been invited to talk on or situations that may cause hindrances to others. So just think about it. Is your opinion or your thought, or your conversation received positively by others? Has it been solicited? Or is it just something that by habit or by force of nature that you've gotten into a point of just talking and just verbalizing things that have not been solicited by others? The next thing I'd like for you to do is to find out and to ask yourself, is your conduct reflective of Christ? Wow, this is going to be a very interesting challenge to some people. When we start to think about what would Jesus do, I wonder if when others are working with you, can they say, wow, this person reflects Christ. Even if I don't have an example of what he is, I can look to this person to reflect Christ. So, does your conduct reflect the image of Christ? Or are you so self-centered in your own habits and motivation that it becomes pungent, as it were, to others? Then the next thing I'd like for you to ask, if I were someone else, what would I say about me? Wow, that's a very interesting thought. And the idea that you will want to find out whether people will say that you are generally with positive comments or not. So, think about it. If you were someone else, what would you say about yourself? Interesting. Well, that's a good point because it makes you look on the inside to determine what it is that you're projecting on the outside. And then finally, I'd like for you to ask, am I a model or a misfit? Wow, that's intriguing. And the point of the matter is, are you modeling Christian verses or are you a misfit? Is your life, is your conversation, is your personality, are your actions a misfit to what the Bible says? You know, it's very interesting. The average person, whether they have confessed, they have believed it or not, typically know and have good moralistic views. And so that if your behavior and your conversation really straddles the fence, guess what? It's going to be a misfit. So I suggest that you give yourself a spiritual makeover. Analyze yourself, train your speech to be positive, and pull in your emotions and plan what you're going to say. And you're going to do that because you want to make sure that every word that is spoken by you is an example of living wisely. Why? This is almost the end to wholeness. Because the reality is, once you can actually say that you are positive in your speech and that you are an example to believers, then it's going to give you such a confidence and such an ability to interact and to relate with others. And so, think about it. Are you a model or a misfit? Well, only you know that answer. Well, either way, train your tongue to speak positive comments. It can be tamed. Your tongue can be tamed. And the way you do that is to harness your emotions and plan what you're going to say. You can do it. You are more than a conqueror, and you are an example of the believer in spirit and in truth.